Children, we opened our first day of May Mass, our Mass for the Holy Apostles, Saints Philip and James, with a little procession and the ringing of the bell, so much as if to say, this is an important month. You all know, of course, that this is the Blessed Mother's month, and there's our May altar, and I'm sure you'll have a little May altar in your classroom, and you'll probably want to set one up at home too, I'm quite sure. All Catholics always have lots of May altars and lots of devotion to our Blessed Mother. During her beautiful month of May and this beautiful spring morning is something that we consecrate to Our Lady, as we will, you and I and the fathers and maybe a few others, throughout the whole of this month, consecrating many prayers. You know, I was thinking this morning, children, May is really the churchiest month of the year for Catholics. Well, we have Lent, and Lent is a time, of course, for sacrifices and our devotions and extra prayers, but May has one beautiful feast day after another, and many processions, too. We get to go outdoors. And every afternoon, before you go home, you come back to church, to Our Lady's altar, to sing her litany, our little May devotions together. So this week, already we have on today, and then there's another special Mass Wednesday. That's St. Joseph, because he's the protector of the Catholic Church. And then on Thursday, the next day, is the Holy Cross, like on Good Friday, but more joyful. And then First Friday, in great St. Pius V, he's right on top of me, right in the ceiling there, enthroned, he comes on the Friday of this week. And this month we'll have the anniversary, 100 years since our Blessed Mother appeared at Fatima. And of course, there's a procession for that. And we always have those rogation processions before the holy day of the Ascension of our Lord into heaven. Are you tired yet? Well, I hope not, because there are even more prayers and feast days after that. They say once you make it to May, children, after Easter and Easter vacation, well, it's almost the end of the school year. And it is. But we'll end the school year with a bang, or rather with a bell, and lots of extra prayers to see us home safe for summertime. But let's ask Our Lady to help us, and I know that she will. We want to honor her. In the Gospel today, I've just now sung St. Philip, who's trying to be helpful because St. Thomas the Apostle said something truculent to our Lord. You know what truculent means, children? That's a little bit sort of troublemaking, a little bit troublesome. He said something truculent to our Lord. He was complaining a little bit. And St. Philip means to help the matters out, because it's a little tense there at the Last Supper. And he says, well, Lord, show us the Father, and it's enough for us. Just show us God the Father, and then everybody, even St. Thomas, who's always asking for proof, he'll be happy. And then St. Philip is the one who sort of gets into trouble then for having said something out of turn. And our Lord says to St. Philip, he says, Philip, he who sees me sees also the Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So children, did you ever get a new toy? And nowadays adults have lots of toys too, you know, different kinds of phones and computers and things. Or maybe even just an interesting picture, and there's a group of you gathered around, and somebody says always, me, let me see, I want to see that. That's a little bit our spirit today on the first day of May. Today, really, is all about seeing. So at the Last Supper, St. Philip says, Lord, show us the Father, and it's enough. And Philip says that because he didn't see yet. He had been staying with our Lord for 3 years, but he still didn't understand about how our Lord is truly God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity made man. And so our Lord has to give him, as your teachers or parents would sometimes, a correction. Our Lord's correction is gentle, but sometimes our Lord sighed, as parents will, you know, so much as if to say, well, really, Philip. But our Lord is gentle and he is patient with us. And at the Last Supper on Holy Thursday night, almost nobody saw. The Jews didn't see either. They refused to see that our Lord is the image of the invisible God whom nobody can see, that our Lord is truly divine. And Judas, he had made a deal, remember, with the Jews to betray our Lord for how much? 30 pieces of silver. Judas, he's afraid on Holy Thursday night that the Jews wouldn't be able to see in the garden which one was Christ. And one of the problems was this, that one of our saints today, who's the Blessed Mother's nephew, St. James the Less, they say he looked exactly like our Lord. There's a strong family resemblance there through Our Lady, and it was dark in the garden because it didn't have electric lights or anything, just the soldiers had some torches. And that's why, because of the resemblance between St. James and our Lord, Jesus Christ, that's why Judas told the Jews, he said, whoever I kiss, he's the one. Arrest him carefully. And that's exactly what they did. Well, today, who else looks like somebody else? Well, Jesus, he looks exactly like his mother. There's a strong family resemblance there. And we are meant, when we see Mary, to think of Jesus because she leads us to her son. Just as our Lord says to the apostles in the gospel today, if you see me, you're looking at God the Father. So we get to see today, don't we? And when we look at Mary, of course we love her because she is so beautiful. Now, where do you get into the picture? Do you look like anybody in the family you're adopted into? You certainly do, children. Remember, by the character of baptism and confirmation that's stamped on your soul when you get those sacraments when you're little, you look like our Lord. So when our Lord looks at you, God the Father, I mean, he sees the picture or the image of his son. And when other people look at you, they should be able to see a little bit of Jesus and of Jesus and of Mary. When they hear the way you speak and they see the way you act. So, for St. Philip, it's all about seeing. St. Philip is the apostle that people would go to see if they wanted to see Jesus. They wanted an appointment with our Lord. Remember, he was sort of the go-to man. And when he was trying to convince St. Bartholomew to become an apostle, he doesn't use any high pressure on him. He simply says to him, Bartholomew, or his other name was Nathaniel, he says, well, just come and see, that's all. Just come and see. And he was also the one, the apostle, who was in charge of seeing to things that needed to be taken care of. So when our Lord is preaching in the desert, and there are 3,000 men that are following him, as well as the women and the children, too, they didn't even count back then, then our Lord says to St. Philip, he says, where are we going to get bread to feed all these people? Because sometimes St. Philip took care of things like that. In fact, St. Philip's symbol is a loaf of bread. But the evangelist says, our Lord just said that to test him because he knew what he was going to do. And they say that after Easter and the coming of the Holy Ghost, St. Philip preached everywhere, and finally he went to what is today Turkey, and he died as a martyr at the City of the Sun, it was called, and I think that they crucified him like our Lord. Now the other saint, our Lord's cousin, he's St. James, and he was a very holy man, and for 30 years he was the Bishop of Jerusalem, and he's the saint who always knelt when he prayed, and he knelt up straight, and he didn't slouch with his bottom on the pew as people do on Sundays. He just never did that. He always knelt up straight, and he knelt so much over the years that the skin on his knees became as thick, they say, as camel skin. Well, that wouldn't mean anything to us because we've never seen camels before, probably. But it means it was very thick indeed. And he wore white linen always, and he had a kind of a golden initial that was hanging over his forehead to symbolize that he was one of the 12 apostles. And one time, the Jews were having a riot, and they wanted to kill St. Peter, and St. Peter escaped. So they decided they would kill St. James. But the Jews called him, our Lord's cousin, they called him the just man. But that day they forgot about how just God is, and they took him up to the top of the temple, and they pushed him off the roof, and he fell down to one of the other roofs in the temple, and there some wicked men came at him with a club, and they beat him to death, and they buried him right by the temple. He was so holy that even the Jews used to try to just touch the hem of his garment, and sometimes if they did, they would receive miracles. So he was a very holy apostle indeed. And when he was put to death, the Jews remembered what they had done to him. And years later, well, it wasn't that long, but years later, when the Romans came and destroyed their city, the Jews used to say, God is punishing us because of what we did to James the Just. Well, that's a little bit about today's saints. I mustn't talk too long because we have saints to talk about all month long for the month of May. But I thought I would end by saying a little prayer with you. It's a prayer about how Jesus is just like Mary. Did you ever hear that prayer before? It's Jesus, make me just like Mary. Mary, make me just like Jesus. Try to keep that prayer in mind, will you? All during this beautiful month of prayer that is May. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in thy servants in the spirit of holiness, in the fullness of thy power, in the perfection of thy ways, in the truth of thy virtues, in the communion of thy mysteries, rule over every adverse power in thy spirit, for the glory of the Father. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.